Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 145 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, which will be a really short one, I just have a simple message for you. Jesus loves you. He does. More than you would ever know. More than you could ever imagine. We live in a world where there's a lot of people that have no hope anymore. They just feel like they failed on every single front. No one loves them. No one cares for them. They feel alone. They feel hopeless. They feel like things will not change for the better. But let me tell you something. There is hope for you. And you're not hated, you're loved. Even if you may not have any friends, you have a friend in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have a friend in the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, this morning, the song that kind of rings in my ear is, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." So Jesus Christ, He will not abandon you. He has not abandoned you. He's willing to be your friend. In fact, He loves you so much. There's this part of the Bible that says, while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. So literally, Jesus Christ died for you, even when you were still living in a life of sin. All you need to do is to accept that invitation of what He has done for you on the cross. God showed you great love. He says, greater love has no, there's a part of the Bible that says, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. God literally sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you on the cross. All He's saying is, accept my invitation. I will come into your life and I will put things together for you. And I will make all things new. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things, not some things, but all things are become new. So it doesn't matter what you've done in your past. You may have made mistakes. I have made mistakes in my past. You may have made mistakes, misdeeds, done many things that you know that, wow, is anyone ever going to love me despite all these things I've done? Well, I want to tell you today, Jesus loves you. You just have to return back to Him and ask Him for His mercy. Welcome him into your life, and all will be well with you. So if you want to take that step with me today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your mercy. I need your forgiveness. I believe you shed your blood. You were nailed to the cross. You died. You were buried. And you rose again for my redemption. Thank you for dying for me. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, on this Christmas day, I just want to pray for everyone. I thank you, Lord, for showing us your love by dying for us on the cross. I pray, Lord, that you will give us the grace to walk in light of this message, in living lives of holiness, lives of purity, lives where we please you in every single thing that we do. And for all those people that are hurting all over the world, there's lots of unrest in many countries. People have suffered losses this year from COVID and from war and from natural disasters, from sickness and disease. Whoever is hurting right now, Lord, I pray that your hand of healing will go to them. Your hand of peace will go to them. Your hand of salvation and mercy will go to them. Lord, pull them out. Lift them up and let them stand. And help us, Lord, to also be lifted up and stand in the faith till you come to call us home. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, for those that give their lives to Christ, congratulations, you're a child of God. It's one of the best decisions you can ever make in your life. I'll encourage you to do three things. One, find a Bible translation you understand. Read the Bible. You can follow a Bible reading plan. There are many good Bible reading plans because it will help you stay on task. Or just see a simple plan of, you know what, every day I'll go through a chapter of scripture. You can study in the book of John. It'll tell you all about the love of God. I love the New Living Translation. It's a pretty awesome translation. Very easy to understand. Second thing I would encourage you to do is listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. 96 to 101, those episodes on the website, divineinterventionlifelessons.com. It will tell you specific things you need to do to grow in your walk with God. And then the final thing, I'll encourage you, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, find a Bible-believing church. There are many churches these days that don't believe in the Bible, or they twist and modify the Bible so that it can suit the present times. But God's word doesn't change. God's word is relevant. The Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So find a place where the true, pure, and diluted word of God is preached. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Redeemed Christian Church of God. But there are many other great churches all over the world. But find a place where you can hear the true word of God and fellowship with other believers. Well, for me, I wish you a Merry Christmas, and I pray that all will be well with you. I'll see you in the next episode before the year runs out. God bless you. Bye for now. Shalom.